The Northern Hemisphere has now greeted the last weekend of unofficial summer. September can mean ramping back up. This one hurtled out of August. The cost of diesel fuel, which affects the cost of daily life, hit a record. The U.S. administration again pushed for restrictions on voting by mail. It also says it will break ground soon on an unapproved 250-foot-tall triumphal arch in Washington. AI seems unbridled. So where to look when everything wants attention? Well, two Nepali workers were pulled alive from a hydropower tunnel 9 days after the massive flash flood there. Tiny Togo led an effort at the United Nations to mothball the Mercator map, dating to 1569, which makes land masses at higher latitudes look bigger than they are. You can find news briefs about those events on our homepage. And we offer weekend reads on an ancient tapestry that binds two nations and on the complex legacy of Gloria Steinem. A note, we're off Monday for the Labor Day holiday in the United States. Your next daily lands Tuesday. It will showcase an exciting new monitor feature. Your next daily podcast will be on Wednesday. You can find our latest stories, including on a weekend election with major implications for the German far right and for Germany, at csmonitor.com or on our app. It's Saturday, September 5th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. Ahead of his visit to Washington this month, Chinese leader Xi Jinping is touring developing and middle-income countries. The visits are designed to show his clout and win support for Beijing's agenda. And Scott Tyson reports from Washington for The Monitor. The U.S. economy's 162,000 jobs far outpaced expectations for August. The Labor Department also revised upward its June and July figures. But in the information sector, job declines might signal the effects of artificial intelligence. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. Gloria Steinem overcame a fear of public speaking to become one of the women's rights movement's most influential voices. Her talent for making feminist ideas accessible to a broad audience helped bring about significant social change. Kendra Nordine Beato and Mackenzie Farkas report for The Monitor. The Bayeux Tapestry tells the story of the last invasion of England almost 1,000 years ago. On loan for the first time from France to the UK, it tells of a key time in England's foundation, which could also have a relevance for today. Contributor Mark Rice-Oxley reports from London for The Monitor. In the new book, The Renoir Girls, author and historian Catherine Ostler contrasts the images of a privileged childhood in Belle Époque Paris with the barbarism of anti-Semitism, which flared in Nazi-occupied France. Contributor Barbara Spindell reviews this book for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how our God-given holiness ensures our health and well-being. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Jingnan Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.